You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
What do you think of it so far?
Oh, it's good. More popular than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
I mean, poetry and haggis.
Yeah, and cheap deals on whiskey. That might have something to do with it.
Well, and the quiz, that's always popular.
Oh, you've forgotten Jazz's Scottish stand-up.
No, I haven't. I think we should save that for later.
Oh, yeah, what? When people have had enough whiskey to think it's funny?
Yeah, or they can't understand what he's saying.
What a crowd. You
Hello.
Must be pleased.
Oh, Lillian, it's great to see you. Wasn't sure you'd come.
Well, I was intrigued.
Didn't appeal to Matt, though.
Not really his kind of thing.
Oh, huh. I thought you were away on a business trip.
Oh, yes. Look, I wanted to talk to you before things get really busy.
Oh, yes, yeah. Fire away, then.
I've thought about what you said on Friday, Kenton, and I'd be happy for you to buy my shares if the offer's still open.
It certainly is. Oh, Lillian. Oh, that is fantastic news, isn't it, love?
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as you're quite sure it's what you want to do. We don't mean to rush you into any hasty decision.
No, I'm quite sure. The sooner the better, really.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, of course, we can't actually get our hands on the money until the sale of Brookfield goes through.
No, I understand. Have you got any idea when that might be?
No, but I'm as keen to find out as you are.
I'd appreciate that. We'll all be happier when it's settled, won't we?
Well, I certainly will be, yeah.
Is everything okay, Lillian?
Oh, look, there's Adam. I haven't seen him for ages. Will you excuse me?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's great, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose so.
You suppose so?
Well, it seems a bit, I don't know.
What?
Has she even discussed it with Matt, do you think?
Well, I assume so, yeah.
Well, it's just with him being away.
Look, we need to strike while the iron is hot. I must get a date out of Dave.
Yeah. What does she need money for so suddenly?
Sweetheart, that's her business. There he is. Look, I'll go and tackle him now.
Oh, Kenton. Let the man have a drink first.
I like your trews. What tartan is that?
I have no idea. Ian dug them out of the back of the wardrobe. Can't even remember buying them.
Well, it's nice you've made the effort.
It was astounding what you managed to accumulate over the years. Ian was looking for a 40s suit, he thinks he had. For the Valentine's Day dance, you know? Why would he have a thing like that?
Ara, are you going?
I'm going, not dancing.
Doesn't that defeat the object?
It's not my style, really. How about you and Matt?
Oh, well, I'm not sure,
well,
actually.
One and all, you'll have had your tea.
You see, someone started on the cheap whiskey.
Oh, Charlie, don't you look splendid?
At least his kilt's a bit more authentic than his accent.
I'm very impressed. Did you hire it?
No, it's mine. I have a Scottish grandmother. Oh. She'd never forgive me if I missed Burns night.
And we'd have missed those splendid legs.
They've had an outing before. Charlie wore his kilt on New Year's Eve.
Oh, of course I did. You remember?
It was quite a memorable evening.
So, Lillian, no Matt, with a good Scots name like Crawford.
He's busy. Oh, and Jolene looks as though she is too. There's a terrible crush at the bar. I'll go and give her a hand.
Well, it's nice to see you, Lillian. So how was your holiday?
Oh, wonderful, thank you. Ian and I had a really great time.
Good. I'm sure you both needed the break.
Oh, we did. It was a treat to be able to spend so much time together.
Must have been.
How about you? Any exciting developments with RB Farming?
Well, you know, a few ideas have come up. But this isn't really the place to talk business, is it?
No. So what should we talk about then?
You know what we should talk about.
Yes, I do.
I don't think we're going to be able to have a natural conversation about anything else until we have.
I agree.
So maybe we could find somewhere a bit quieter?
Yeah. So, you didn't fancy getting yourself all dolled up in fancy dress either?
I'm wearing a tartan tie. It's more than you are.
I'm drinking whiskey. That's as far as I'm prepared to go.
Well, this all seems very popular. I wonder if Kenton will do it again next year.
You won't be here to see it if he does.
No.
So, how are the moving plans going?
Slowly.
Ruth said you were getting estimates.
Yeah, that's not the hold-up.
Yeah, quite a job moving the herd and the equipment.
And everything in the house. You'd be surprised what we're finding.
Yeah. I don't suppose it comes cheap either.
Nope. It's going to cost $6,000 just to move the cows.
As much as that?
Yeah, it could be 10 truckloads.
Oh, well, I suppose it does mount up.
The farm machinery is more than 2,000.
Yeah. Arm and a leg to wire a low loader, I know that.
Plus the domestic stuff, that's another 4.
Oh, all adds up.
And we've got a fair bit of tackle.
You must wish you'd never started sometime.
We didn't have a choice, Eddie.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Pip says you're going up to see the bloke who's putting in your robotic parlour on Friday.
Yeah, we are. Thank you for doing the extra shift.
Oh, I need to take the work while I can, don't I? Before I'm replaced by a robot.
Well, I don't think it'll come to that.
Do you mind me asking how much they're going to cost?
About $400,000.
Oh, blimey. And you reckon it's worth it?
Well, I wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Wouldn't a good cowman come a lot cheaper?
It's a bit far for you to commute, Eddie.
Yeah, well, one more skilled job disappearing.
Yeah, well, it is regrettable, but the rate that dairy farmers are going out of business, you've got to keep up with the technology.
Yeah, I suppose.
You do, Eddie, it's that'll go under.
You'd have done it even if you'd stayed. I'd still have lost me job.
I don't know. I probably couldn't ever have afforded it. But we're not,
No dairy cows at Brookfield. I still can't quite believe it.
No, neither can I sometimes.
They must have been there since, the 50s?
A lot longer than that, maybe.
I can't remember. But Dad would know.
Has he ever mentioned there being a retail milk round there before the war?
At Brookfield?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's ever said anything about that.
Oh, maybe I got it wrong then. Just something I heard.
I don't know. I can ask him if you like.
Sorry to interrupt your conversation, gents. Can I collect your empties?
Yeah, of course.
Cheers.
We were just talking about how long there's been dairy cows at Brookfield. Well, David reckons they might have had a milk round before the war.
Yeah, do you remember Dad ever talking about it?
No, but that doesn't prove anything. It's not the kind of thing I'm likely to remember, really.
No, I suppose not.
I'll ask my dad, David. He'll know if anyone does.
Thanks.
There won't be any cows there soon, that's for sure.
No, there won't.
I can't believe how much it's going to cost getting them up there.
No, I bet.
Well, it's neither here nor there. It's got to be done.
And I suppose you'd like the sale to go through as quickly as possible.
That would help. But it won't be so bad if Justin Elliott will let us stay on at Brookfield as tenants while we get everything straight up north.
Oh, I didn't know that was a possibility.
I'm not sure it is, but I can't really decide anything until I know.
How long would you want to stay at Brookfield?
3 months should do it. But who knows, he might want to move in straight away.
Yeah, or start bulldozing.
Eddie, that's just a rumour.
So, have you asked him if you can stay on?
I've set up a meeting.
Oh, right.
Will you be up for carrying on with the milking for us?
Of course I will. A bonus for me.
So, when is this meeting?
Thursday afternoon.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, let me know how it goes, won't you? I can see it's an anxious time for you.
Thanks, Kenton. It is, yeah.
So, what's next on the agenda tonight?
Either the quiz or Jazz's Scottish stand-up.
Right, I vote for the quiz.
Yeah, me too.
Well, the rate he's knocking about the whiskers. I don't know if he'll be able to stand up if we don't get to him soon.
And your point is?
Well, he's supposed to be piping in the haggis and reading the Burns poem to it.
Oh.
Reading a poem to a haggis?
Yes, the whole point of the evening, Eddie.
Well, I'm not eating it. Boiled sheep stomach. Ugh.
No, that's just what they cook it in.
You always fill up on the neeps and tatties.
You what?
Sweet and potatoes.
And that's their idea of a good meal. No wonder they drink a lot of whiskey.
It's quite frosty now, isn't it?
Well, we don't have to stay out here too long.
Nah.
I'm really pleased I ran into you tonight.
It was fortuitous, perhaps.
I've been thinking about what happened on New Year's Eve quite a lot this weekend.
Well, that's flattering.
And maybe avoiding the subject has given it an importance it doesn't merit.
Well,
I mean, we'd both had too much to drink, let's face it.
Well, that's certainly true.
And it was New Year's Eve. I doubt we're the only people who grabbed the nearest person and gave them a bit of a snog.
Well, when you put it so charmingly.
No, I just meant, it's quite normal to revert to adolescence on New Year's Eve, and now we're adults again.
Look, it got out of hand, and I'm sorry.
As much my fault as yours.
Look, there's no need to ascribe blame. That's making too much of it again.
There is for me. I've got a part.
Look, I know. I know. I just hope you think that you've got a friend too.
A friend?
And this, well, this silly incident won't spoil our friendship.
I hope not too, since it's so new.
New. But I like it.
Do you?
Don't you?
Yes.
Good. Well, I don't have so many friends that I can afford to put one at risk for a, well, a drunken fumble.
Well, when you put it so charmingly.
So are we okay?
I hope so. You're very hard to read, Charlie.
I've had to be. Look, I'm glad we've had this conversation.
So am I.
Got things straight.
So to speak.
So are you and Ian going to the Valentine's Day dance?
Right. I reckon everyone's got a drink to toast the Aggies with now.
I just hope they haven't finished them by the time Jazz has sobered up enough to play the pipes.
Well, it shouldn't be long now. Kenton's pouring some coffee down him.
It was a really good idea of Kenton's. Yeah. I'm glad I've been part of it.
Well, you've always taken such an active interest in the bull. And you know how grateful we've been for that.
Absolutely my pleasure.
That might change when you sell your shares. Wouldn't you like to keep some?
I don't think Kenton would be very keen on that.
Oh, look, don't let him railroad you. If you weren't ready...
No, I am.
It just seems so sudden. That's something to do with Matt, is it? Oh, come on, Lillian, it's obvious something's happened. You can tell me. You know it won't go any further.
Oh, it'd be such a relief to tell someone. And I know you won't judge me.
Oh, why on earth should I judge you?
Being such a fool. Matt's left me, Jolene. He's gone for good this time.
Oh, Lillian.
And he's cleaned me out as well. Emptied the bank accounts, taken everything that wasn't nailed down.
Oh, no. Why on earth didn't you tell me this before?
Because I thought that he'd come back. But not this time. Jolene, I don't think that I will ever see him again.
Oh, don't worry about that, I'll do it.
Are you sure? Don't you need to get back to the cows?
Well, I've still got some.
Oh, love. You know it's the right decision.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And it's only four cows.
I just hope it's not the thin end of the wedge.
Well, why would it be? This will get us straight, won't it? Cover all the debts.
Yeah, I hope so.
There ain't something else you're not telling me?
No. No, no. You know everything now, honestly.
Good.
It's just...
What?
Well, I wish there was a bit more money to spend on the wedding, that's all.
Oh, Ed. You don't need to worry about that.
I want you to have the best.
And I am. I want it simple. You know that.
You're not just saying that.
No, of course not. Have you been worrying about that as well?
Well, I was more worried that you might not want to go ahead with it at all.
Of course I do.
Well, even after the mess I've got us into.
Well, that wasn't going to stop me. I just... wish you'd told me sooner.
Yeah, I know. I should have done.
Why didn't you?
It was stupid.
We're supposed to be a partnership.
Yeah, we are.
Well, then.
It's the same old story. I'm always hoping that I'm going to be able to make it work somehow, and then I can't.
Oh, Ed.
I never want to admit to you when I've failed.
Now, that's stupid. You haven't failed. Once we sell the cows, we'll be straight again.
Well, it'll buy us some breathing space. But after that...
Any plans we make together. Deal?
Deal. You're not regretting saddling yourself with such a useless husband?
We ain't married you yet.
Well, exactly. It's enough to give anyone second thoughts, isn't it?
You're not useless. And of course I'm okay about marrying you. I proposed, remember?
Mm. Oh, it's very good of you to come round so early.
Oh, don't be silly.
You must have had a late night, all that clearing up to do.
Well, I've been awake since six, worrying about you.
I'm sorry I left so abruptly.
I understand.
It's just after I told you, you know. Oh, well, I just couldn't cope with all that jollity.
I'm not surprised. I can't bear to think of what you must have been going through.
Well, it hasn't been the best couple of weeks.
That's how long you've known?
When I got back from holiday, I found the place stripped.
I can see you took all the pictures.
Except that terrible one Jack gave us of the gypsy crying. He might at least have taken that while he was at it.
Suppose it weren't worth much. I mean, didn't he leave a note?
Oh, yeah. He left a note. Sorry, Pusscat.
Sorry, Pusscat? Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And that's why, well, I can see I was deluding myself, but that's why I thought he might be coming back. I couldn't believe that that was all the explanation I was going to get.
Well, I still can't believe it.
Why not? I mean, everyone knew he was a crook, me included. It's not like he doesn't have form.
But to do this, what could have happened?
I don't know. Something bad enough for him to empty every bank account he could get into and disappear to Costa Rica.
Ah, is that where he is?
Apparently.
But he's been there before, you both have.
Oh, yes, yeah. Happy days. Can't say I haven't seen the world with him. Costa Rica, Montenegro.
But he always came back. Now, what makes you so sure he won't this time?
He sent me a text.
A text?
He didn't have much to say, just that he was in Costa Rica and never coming back.
In Costa Rica with all your money?
Oh, well, not quite all of it, no.
But that's why you agreed to sell your shares in the bull.
Yeah, after I got his text on Friday.
Oh, I see. That's what made up your mind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad we're in a position to help you out.
It's not money I care about. He loved me. I mean, we've been through so much, been so tested.
I know.
You know, I thought we were on the home stretch now. You know, the golden years.
Well, you should have been. If I could get my hands on him for just 5 minutes.
I mean, how could he not tell me? However much trouble he was in. I mean, haven't I proved I'd stand by him no matter what?
Over and over again.
I loved him so much. Oh, Janine. How could he do this to me?
Oh.
Oh, this is nice. Civilized morning coffee with a friend.
I know.
Well, that's one of the good things about you giving up work. I get to see more of you.
Yeah, well, that was another reason, but we might need to make the most of that.
What, you're thinking about going back to work?
Oh, maybe.
I thought you'd get bored with being stuck in the house all day long.
I don't want to, but I might need to.
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
Oh, the shop's not doing very well. In fact, it's in a bit of a slump.
Oh, dear. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
But I thought it was all in Tina's capable hands.
Yeah, so did we. But I'm afraid she isn't turning out to be quite the treasure we thought she was.
Well, Rob thought a lot of her, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. She's really let him down.
Mm. It's not just him. It's your shop.
Well, he went in on Friday to have a serious word with her.
And that didn't work?
Oh, he says it did. He says he's sure she'll get a grip now.
Yeah? You don't sound so sure. Do you not believe him?
Oh, I did. But now I do wonder.
What?
I mean, maybe he just said that to reassure me. I mean, he's so considerate like that.
But isn't it more worrying if you don't know quite what's going on?
What's the problem? I've asked Mum and Tom to have a look in sometime, see what they think.
Yeah, good idea. They won't pull any punches.
Oh, no, especially Mum. She never wanted me to give up work in the first place.
Well, I'm sure she wouldn't let that influence her judgment.
No. Anyway, I'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, well, if you do go back, I hope it won't stop us meeting up like this.
Well, you might have to come into Porchester.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more of Valentine's Day dance. Oh. I'm counting on you being there.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. Not sure how much dancing we'll be doing, though.
But you were at the lesson on Friday.
Yeah. Rob wasn't very happy about it, though. Says it's a waste of time.
Well... Yeah, I don't think Ambridge is ready for me and Adam dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, no, probably not.
Shame. But there we are. Anyway, Adam can't foxtrot.
Oh, well.
He's too lazy to learn. He can't be bothered like Rob.
Oh, Rob does have a lot on his plate at the moment. Hope I'll be able to persuade him to get on the floor for a couple of dances.
You know, I'm just going to be thankful Adam and me can spend Valentine's evening together for once.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least me and you can have a dance together.
Yeah, of course we can.
I will show them how it's done.
are things okay between you?
Yeah, of course they are. Why would you think they weren't?
Well, you haven't said much about your holiday.
Oh, well, right, I see. There wasn't much to say. It was perfect.
Good.
Yeah, we loved every minute of it. And not having time together made us realise something.
What?
We want to be properly married.
Oh, Ian! Oh, that's wonderful! Oh, I'm so happy for you both.
Thank you. I mean, we're very happy too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lev. I meant to do that before I went out.
Well, that'd be silly.
Couldn't settle to anything until I'd seen she was all right.
So how is she?
Oh, she's awful. She's absolutely rock bottom.
Not surprised.
Oh, I've never seen her like this. Not even in her worst times with Matt.
This is pretty spectacular, even for him.
I still can't take it in.
At least it explains the mystery of why she needs us to buy her out.
Oh, yeah.
Though I don't understand why she didn't bite my hand off when I first suggested it.
She was waiting. She thought he'd come back. Until he sent her a text.
A text? Is that how he told her? What?
Oh, no. I mean, how humiliating is that?
Poor Lillian. Lost her money and her man.
Well, it's the man she minds about. I ain't saying her financial position ain't awful.
Oh, it must be.
She hasn't even started to find out the kind of mess he's left her in. But it's what he's done to her emotionally.
You'll see her through it.
Well, I'll try.
And I'll see what we can do about getting her this money.
Well, I suppose that would be something.
She needs some sort of security. As soon as Dave's got his meeting with Justin Elliott out of the way, I'll pin him down about the Brookfield sale date.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. And then, well, then we can all move on.
Are you hungry? I could start getting our lunch on.
Oh, no, I'm still full of Grey Gables biscuits. And you haven't told me how the wedding plans are going yet.
Oh, it's some great news. Fallon found this amazing vintage material for the wedding dress.
What, actual wedding dress material?
Yeah. It's cream with little cherubs and everything on it. A whole roll of it. It's gorgeous.
Oh, fabulous. How did she come across that?
Oh, when she was looking for the 40s stuff for the Valentine's dance. Oh. It was tucked away at the back of the shop.
What a piece of luck.
Yeah, it was. Mum and Clary are so excited.
Oh, I can imagine. So are you going to the dance?
No, not our kind of thing. You are, though, aren't you?
Yeah. With a rather reluctant partner.
Really? But Rob will look so good. So suave and sophisticated.
Yeah, well, I'll pass the compliment on and see if it lightens him up.
You'll both look fantastic. Straight out of a 40s movie.
No, he's not into all of that. Oh. I think he's just coming to please me.
But he is coming?
Yeah, but he doesn't want to do much dancing.
Oh, that's a shame. He's so good. Well, what will you do for a partner?
Well, Ian and I have made a pact to dance with each other, so...
Oh, good. Oh, you'll make a lovely couple. Did they enjoy their holiday?
Oh, it's perfect, apparently. Oh. So perfect. Look, they probably don't want this generally known.
I can keep a secret.
They've decided to get properly married.
Oh, how wonderful. Another wedding.
I know. I am so happy for them.
Well, tell me all about it. When, where, home or abroad? Formal, informal?
I don't think they've got round to thinking about that yet.
Oh, but that's half the fun.
Well, I'll recommend you as a wedding planner when they do.
No, I'm way too busy planning my own wedding.
Talking about the Valentine's dance, have you heard about Bert and Joe both wanting to take Carol?
Yeah, and I think it's ridiculous. Joe's 93... And Bert's Carol's gardener.
Doesn't seem to bother her. And they're both taking it very seriously.
Yeah, I know. It's all joke and talk about. Carol says they have to go to the dance lessons, you know, with Mike and Vicky at the ball.
What, and then she chooses the best dance?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Unless she's planning to take both of them.
No, that would be greedy. I'm glad you cheered up a bit. Mm. You seemed a bit down when you came.
No, not down. Just preoccupied. Sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. But if Something's worrying you. Is it your dad?
Oh, no. No, he's doing really well. Started to use his crutches.
That's great.
Yeah.
So...
That's just the shop.
Still?
Yeah. I can't seem to get my head around anything else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've got so many things I need to get sorted out. I won't be able to think straight until I do.
I'll make us some coffee in a minute. Mm. Oh, sorry it's been a bit of a scratch lunch.
That's fine.
Well, I can promise you something better this evening. I've invited Lillian round.
For the third degree?
No, just to see if she's all right. I'm sure there's something going on with Matt, though.
Mm, well, there usually is.
Oh, he's been away for several days now. Oh,
come on, he was in Russia for months.
Yes, yes, I know.
Well, I'm sure you'll get it all out of Lillian this evening.
Well, I hope so. Oh, I've got enough to worry about at the moment.
Was this Phoebe? I've told you, darling, all teenagers are secretive.
It's not like her, though. She's changed.
If Kate was my mum, I'd value a bit of privacy, too.
Oh, I think she's missing Hayley. She could always confide in her.
Well, she sees her.
Well, not so much since Kate got home. And I think Hayley felt she ought to back off a bit.
Yeah, very tactful of her.
Yeah. Of course, it might be Kate who's bothering Phoebe.
Embarrassing her, you mean?
Oh, yes. Oh, those photos of her with all those poor friends.
Who she's known for 5 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Pussycat ears at her age.
Oh, she's just trying too hard, that's all. She really wants to fit in, but she's...
Not very helpful for Phoebe.
No. She needs a mother.
Mm-hmm. Lucky she's got such a devoted grandmother.
Thank you, darling. I do try.
Yeah, well, maybe a bit too hard. Perhaps instead of attempting to read people's minds all the time, you could just ask them what's going on.
Yeah. I could certainly do with having an honest conversation with Kate.
Good luck with that.
I don't think she's talked to Lucas once since she got back.
You okay with that, Mum?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yogurts aren't as heavy as veg.
Wish there was a bit more of our own stuff in here.
It's the time of year, isn't it? We always have to take more bought in.
Is that the lot for you?
Yeah, it's all Tina asked for.
Do you think it's enough?
Wouldn't have been when Helen was running the shop. But now... How about the veg?
Less than I'd expected to take.
Well, I suppose if sales are down, she doesn't want it sitting there rotting.
That's sensible.
It's sensible for the situation she's got herself into. But she doesn't seem to be doing much to change that.
Rob thinks he's got it all sorted with her now.
Yeah, well, I don't think even Helen quite believes that.
No, she didn't seem convinced.
She can't be. Or why is she asking us to take a look?
I was a bit surprised.
Oh, Tom, I could do without this extra worry. Dad could be home soon.
I know, he's doing really well, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He talks about nothing else. He can't wait to get stuck in.
Exactly. That's just not realistic, Tom. All these plans he's got for the farm.
I know. He's even talking about getting a new bull. Has he said that to you?
Yes. It was quite a shock.
Of course.
But to be honest, when he comes back, he's not going to be picking up where he left off.
No.
I mean, let's face it, he's not even going to be able to get upstairs. He's not going to have the energy for farm work. He'll need it all just to get well again.
Yes. But I'm here now. He can rely on me, and so can you.
Oh, thanks, love. That is such a relief to us both.
Is that for tonight?
Yes. I thought I'd make an apple pie for pudding.
Good idea.
It's very comforting food. Oh, don't worry, it's vegan pastry.
Oh, thanks. You think Lillian's going to need some comfort?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I might have a fruit tea. Do you want one?
Oh, yes, that'd be nice. Yeah, I think that Phoebe might need a bit of comforting too.
Phoebe?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Why?
Oh, you must have noticed how quiet and withdrawn she is. She's always on Facebook or texting.
Oh, everyone's like that now.
I think it's more than that. She's positively avoiding having conversations with us.
I haven't noticed.
Oh, darling, you talk enough for two.
I don't. Well, not all the time. But if you think it's a problem.
I think the person that Phoebe might really like to talk to is Hayley.
About Roy?
Oh, about anything, really. They just haven't seen much of each other lately.
Because Hayley finds it hard to talk about what happened with Roy, I can understand that.
No, I don't think that's the reason. It's since you came back. She doesn't want to tread on your toes.
What? Mm. Oh, well, that's silly. I've always told Phoebe she's lucky she's got two mums.
Yes, but maybe you just need to make it clearer to both of them that you're okay with it.
Well, that's easy. How would it be if I offered to drive Phoebe over to Birmingham?
That's a really good idea.
Fine. Here's your tea, Mum. I'd let it brew for a bit.
Right, yes. Well, I'll finish this off.
I've been thinking about another practical thing I could do to help Phoebe.
Yes?
We should move into my cottage as soon as the current tenant's gone.
Oh, right.
I want to make a proper home for her.
I hope we've done that here.
Well, of course you have, but I mean for the two of us. After what Roy's put her through, well, I want to start putting that right now I'm home.
Even though we'll only have you for a relatively short time.
Well, a whole year. Time to rebuild my relationship with Phoebe.
Oh, dear.
I've let her down so often. And trust between a mother and daughter is the most precious thing there is.
Well, it is. Of course it is. And I like to think that you can trust me.
Of course I can.
Well, then, can you please tell me what's really going on with you and Lucas?
Oh, that.
Well, I'm not meaning to pry, but when I know that you haven't spoken to him since you got back...
That's because he won't speak to me.
Oh, Kate, are things really that bad between you?
Our marriage is over, Mum.
Oh, no.
It's finished. I'm sorry, I just didn't know how to tell you.
But, well, what happened?
His parents happened. They were always interfering and poisoning Lucas's mind against me, and now they've started on the children.
Earth, do you mean?
Nolly won't speak to me.
What? You mean they won't let her?
They've turned her against me, Mum. First Lucas and now the children.
Oh, darling. Oh, why on earth didn't you tell me all this before?
I couldn't bear to talk about it.
Well, don't worry. You've got some bridges to build and, well, surely I can help you do that.
I don't know, Mum. I hope so.
Maybe they're thinking they're acting for the best.
Oh, alienating two innocent children from their mother. I can't believe you're taking their side.
I'm not, darling. I'm as upset about this as you are.
Well, then.
But the situation might be a bit more complicated than you think.
Well, it seems pretty straightforward to me.
I mean, there are cultural differences, aren't there? Kate's explained that.
Cultural differences?
It's not so unusual for children to be brought up by their grandparents.
No, because their parents are working away or studying abroad or something. I don't think there's any culture in the world that thinks poisoning a child's mind against their own mother is a good idea.
Well, you don't know for a fact that's what they're doing.
I know what Kate's told me.
Well, that was rather my point.
I'm not suggesting she'd lie about something like this.
Of course not, but I just...
Look, where's Lucas in all of this? Why doesn't he stand up to them? Well, I mean, why doesn't he stand up for Kate?
Well, maybe he should, but if they're so estranged...
Well, whatever's happened between them, she's still Nolly and Sipo's mother.
Of course, but he may have his reasons.
I can't imagine what. And just what are you getting at?
What I'm saying, darling, is that there are two sides to every story, and we've only heard Kate's.
Look, our daughter's marriage is over. She's in danger of being permanently estranged from her children.
And you've got Lillian coming in half an hour for another counselling session. Hadn't you better go and have a little lie down?
Well, that told us all we needed to know, didn't it? Only two customers the whole time we were there.
She did say it had been a slow week.
Just as well. There wasn't much for them to buy if they did turn up.
It's not Tina's fault if Rob's telling her to override Helen's order pattern.
No, it's his. He's got no right to interfere.
That hasn't stopped him before.
He just doesn't understand the organic business. And the person who does isn't there.
It is missing Helen's touch.
Of course it is. It was her enthusiasm and flair that made Ambridge Organics.
I know.
Oh, she's got so much on her plate at the moment.
We'll have to do something.
Yeah, we can't let things slide any longer. Maybe Helen will have to come back.
That's easy to say, Mum. But will she?
So, Matt's not back from his business trip yet.
No.
Bet you're missing him, poor you. All alone in that big house.
Jenny, I just want a nice, relaxing evening. I don't want to discuss Matt.
Well, I'd like that too. But I can't relax with you in this state.
I'm not in a state.
Oh, yes, you are. You look as though you haven't slept for weeks. You're obviously worried sick about something.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about it.
Don't do this, Lillian. If Matt's been up to his old tricks, if you're having to protect that man again, just...
Oh, you needn't worry about that. I'm never going to have to protect Matt again.
Oh, good. So you have said that before.
Yeah, well, it's different this time.
Well, you've said that before as well.
Well, he won't be here for me to protect. He's gone. Gone for good.
What?
Left me high and dry. Done a moonlight flit, so I've got nothing left to protect.
But, well, how could he do that after all you've been through together?
You tell me.
The way you've stood by him time and time again.
Yeah, it's a mystery, isn't it? All I know, he's in Costa Rica and he's not coming back.
But that's where you went together.
Yeah, and I hated it. Maybe that's why he chose it, somewhere he was sure I'd never follow him.
Oh, well, I doubt that's true. Is he alone in Costa Rica?
Oh, Jenny, you always did think the worst of Matt, didn't you?
Well, because I was usually right. Am I this time?
Yes. I don't think he's alone. Oh, you know Matt. Always got another card up his sleeve.
Oh, Lillian, don't joke about this. It's heartbreaking.
Well, he's broken mine. I'm alone now, and I always will be. All alone, without my tiger.
Ah, you won't have to stand in the rain for much longer, Em.
We don't mind, do we, Kira? We're well wrapped up.
Bye-bye, Cal.
Oh, hey, this is the last one now. Stay close to me.
Go on, get on.
Oh, her son.
Oh, I know, darling. She didn't want to go, but she's got to.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's done.
Well done, darling. Clever girl.
What's that, Kira?
She's counting the cows.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's right. I wish I didn't have to lose so many.
It's as many as will clear the debt, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm glad George was at Will's last night, though.
So I.
Kira, that's not very nice.
I wouldn't have wanted him to see this.
He'd understand. It's part of farming.
Well, it's part of mine. I just hope I'm doing the right thing.
You are.
We'll see. If we don't get a good price for them...
Why wouldn't we? They're lovely cows.
Hey, cows.
There you are. The expert agrees with me.
All right, sounds like someone wants to get on. You got a kiss for Daddy?
Bye, Daddy.
Hey, come here, you. Don't look so worried.
I feel better for that.
Good. It's going to be all right. I know it is.
That's a nasty job.
It's got to be done.
True enough.
Can't have the yard drain blocked.
No. Well, thanks for getting stuck in.
I think that's got it. I'm at a bit of a loose end today.
This is the nearest we get to having a quiet time.
I asked Neil if he wanted any help with the pigs, but he said no.
Oh, right. Sounds to me like this might be a good time for you to be getting down to your college work.
I think he's a bit late for that. I'm dreading getting my exam results.
When will you know?
End of this week. And even with all the help you gave me, I doubt I've passed. Oh, well, that's worked at least.
Well done. That's a tricky job.
Yeah, well, maybe that unblocking drains is the only thing I'm good for.
Don't be silly. That's a stupid way to talk.
I just don't want to let you down after all you did for me. Or Gran or Grandad.
You couldn't. I saw how hard you worked, and they know too.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway.
Brooding about it's not going to help, is it? You'll know soon enough.
I suppose so.
Any joy from the learning support people at college?
Yeah, there's one bloke's okay. He's talked me through it. They're going to help me out.
Good. But you need your mind taken off exam results right now. So, you've got that drain sorted. How would you like to do a bit of ploughing?
So, is that all you need?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Something worrying you, love?
No.
Come on, I can tell there is.
Look, if I tell you something, you've got to promise you'll keep it to yourself.
Oh, of course. You can trust me. I'm the soul of discretion.
I don't want you to think I'm being disloyal.
Oh, it's about Ed, is it?
Yeah, his business. He's had to sell some cows.
Oh, I see. Many?
Well, only four. They went off to Felpersham Market this morning.
Felpersham?
Yeah, he didn't want everyone knowing.
Oh, I see.
In case they think that means the business is in trouble.
And is it?
No, he's just got a bit of a cash flow problem, that's all.
Oh, who hasn't? This will sort it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will.
So why are you so worried then?
Well, not about that. It's the effect it's having on Ed.
It's worrying him.
Yeah. He thinks it means that he's failed us.
Oh, why? Sounds like a sensible thing to do to me.
I'm so glad you see it that way.
Ed and I may have had our differences in the past, but I've never doubted how hard he works for you and the children.
He'd do anything for us.
Oh, no. He's like your dad.
I suppose he is quite like Dad.
Oh, well, so maybe you've got to be a bit more like me.
How do you mean?
Your dad's a hard worker and he's a lovely man.
Yeah.
But that isn't enough sometimes. It's a tough world.
I know.
So sometimes he's just needed, shall we say, a gentle push in the right direction.
A gentle push?
Oh, I never nag.
No, of course you don't, Mum.
That wouldn't work at all. He can be very stubborn, your dad.
Yeah, he can.
Just can't see the wood for the trees sometimes.
Right, so you have to put him right?
Oh, yes. In the nicest possible way.
Oh, trouble is, if I say anything, it'll make him feel even more of a failure.
Oh, that's just silly. If you won't tell him the truth, who will? He'll know you only have his best interests at heart.
I do.
And if he doesn't, well, you'll just have to convince him.
I do want us to be a real partnership.
Of course you do. Help, support, and a loving nudge in the right direction.
Yeah, maybe.
And certainly. Look, I can tell you this, Emma. Your dad would never have been offered this partnership in the Bridge Farm Pigs if it wasn't for me.
So you're moving the pigs because this field needs reseeding?
Yeah, the pigs will come back to this field next autumn when the grass is established. So, next ploughing question. What's the most important thing about the furrows?
Getting the depth control right.
Yep. And how are we going to check that?
Get out and measure them.
And you're the one who says he can't remember stuff.
This kind of thing I can. When I can see, it makes sense. Are we going to stop now?
Yes, why not? And you can measure a furrow. Here you are. See what you think.
Ta. I'd say that's a bit shallow.
Let me look.
Oh, will that do?
No, you're right.
So we should increase the depth control?
Yep.
I'd much rather learn like this than stuck in a room in college.
Morning, Tom. Johnny, you're doing well.
Morning, Neil. Thank you.
Morning.
So, you decided this was the best field to reseed?
On balance. Did you have other ideas?
Well, I'd have thought Ashmead might be better. The grass there's pretty churned up.
You did think about that, didn't you, Tom?
Ah, you didn't ask me, though.
Oh, sorry, I thought I'd mentioned it.
Nope.
Well, when I looked more closely, I thought the pasture there wasn't too bad.
So it's best to keep it as grazing land for the beef herd one more year.
Oh, so you agree, do you, Johnny?
I was just saying what Tom said.
But you don't agree?
Oh, it's a judgment call, isn't it? And if it's all decided now, there's not much point in talking about it, is there?
But if you're not okay with it...
No, it's fine. I was just interested in your thinking. Anyway, I'd best get back to the pigs.
Right you are.
I can give you a hand later if you'd like.
No, it's all right, Johnny. You carry on with the ploughing. It'll be a good experience for you. I'm sure I'll manage.
See you later.
Oh, dear. Did I put my foot in it?
No. It's my responsibility. I should have consulted him properly. He's quite right. Now then, let's see what you like at ploughing.
A lot of chocolate, Neil?
I need a bit of sweetening after the morning I've had.
Oh, not another run-in with Tom.
Oh, not exactly. More like a difference of opinion.
Oh, yeah. And who won this time?
I'd just like to be consulted, that's all.
So you should be.
And I think Tom's really making a mistake this time.
Why? What's he doing?
Ploughing up some pasture. Him and Johnny.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I think he's chosen the wrong field, but... And what do I know?
A lot more than Tom Archer.
Ah, that's not what he thinks.
Then you should have said something.
Oh, I did.
And he carried on regardless. You shouldn't stand for that.
Well, he started on it now. It was a bit late. Anyway, it's his opinion against mine. Who's to say I'm right?
Well, I bet you are. He should have discussed it with you.
Yeah, that was my point. He could tell I wasn't pleased.
Good.
Well, it's difficult, though.
Why? Tony gave you that position of responsibility simply because of your expertise with the pigs. Now, what's the point if Tom isn't going to listen?
He's got young Johnny parroting everything he says.
Oh, well, he's young and impressionable. You're a business partner. For once in your life, you've got the upper hand. Tony gave you that job, whether Tom came back or not.
Yeah, but if Tom's going to make all the decisions that matter...
Oh, for the last time, Neil, do something about it.
Oh, something smells nice.
Well, I thought you might be hungry when you got back from market.
Oh, I am. Thanks, love.
So, how did it go?
Yeah, good.
Got a good price?
Averaged about $15.50. Kind of what I expected.
Great, so we've got about $6,000 in the bank.
Well, not quite that, with the market fees. It's not going to be that long.
Yeah, but you can get all the debt settled.
Yeah, well, I shan't be happy till I do.
But you can. Well, it must be a weight off your mind.
It is. Then comes the hard part.
Yeah, deciding what we do next.
Well, I'll take advice this time. Ask Oliver.
And David and Ruth.
And I've made an appointment to see someone at Usha's firm about dealing with the estate.
Oh, right,
so.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, that'll cost, though.
Yeah, but it's letting this kind of thing slip that got me into this mess in the first place.
Well, and you're not doing it alone this time, remember?
Yeah. Things are going to be different from now on.
Good.
I was stupid to keep it from you.
Oh, you got your pride.
Well, it didn't get me very far, did it?
Well, that's all behind us now. I'm just pleased you found a way out of it.
It is a relief.
I can see that.
I hated being in debt. The thought of being taken to court. At least we've got a bit of breathing space now.
Yeah, that's all we need.
But I'm not sure about that. We're not out of the woods yet.
I know. And I've been thinking about that. If it helps, we can postpone the wedding.
What?
I don't want it to be one more thing that you're worrying about.
No, it isn't.
Honestly, I don't mind waiting till things are a bit clearer.
Well, I do. If there's one thing I'm absolutely clear about, it's that I want to marry you.
I know you're busy, so I'll try and keep this short.
No hurry. Can I offer you a drink? Tea, coffee, something stronger?
No. I'm fine, thank you, Justin.
So, how are things?
Oh, you know, a bit hectic.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm so looking forward to moving up permanently. It's been a dream of mine to settle in the Midlands for a long time.
Really?
Yes. My great-grandfather came from these parts.
Oh, I see. Was he a farmer?
In a very small way. Hmm? But he always talked very fondly of his country childhood.
So you're coming back to your roots?
In a sense. And you're starting a whole new life up north?
Yeah, well, not quite as soon as we'd hoped. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Some delay with your purchase date?
No, that's just the same. But it could take 3 months from us buying the new farm until it's ready for us to move the cows up there.
Oh, yes. They ran beef, didn't they?
Yeah, so we'll need to get our new milking parlour installed.
Yes.
So, we were wondering...
If you could stay on at Brookfield while all that's happening.
Yes. As tenants, of course, and on full rental and for a fixed term.
Yes. Well, I don't see any problem with that.
Oh, really? It won't hold you up?
Oh, no. My architect fell in love with the site. Good of you to let him visit, by the way.
Oh, that's all right.
He's got so many ideas for how to develop it, he'll be delighted to have more time to work on them.
We would be very grateful.
Well, if it makes life easier for you and your family, and it suits me, that's a win-win situation, isn't it?
I think when Phoebe gets in from college, we should just talk to her, so she knows what the plans are.
Oh, do you really think this is the best time, darling? She might have had a tiring day.
The sooner we do it, the sooner Phoebe can start looking forward to some time with me in our cosy little cottage.
Yes, all right. But at least let me settle her down with a cup of tea and a slice of toast before you start.
Of course. Honestly, Mum, what do you think I'm like?
Oh, hi, Joe. You looking for me?
Oh, hi. Yeah, Mrs. Duffins.
Well, I hope you haven't been standing here in the rain.
No, I just got here. I got something to show you.
What, that old milk bottle?
Oh, it's not just any old milk bottle. Here, look.
Huh? Oh, wow. Brookfield Dairy. So we did have a milk round.
When Eddie asked me about it, it jogged my memory. I knew we got a bottle locked about somewhere.
So where'd you find it?
Corner of the pole barn, next to my Susan's old mangle.
Well, fancy that.
Yeah, why don't I come in and have a cup of tea, then I can tell you all about it.
Won't be long now, darling. Just letting the tea brew.
Thanks, Gran. So, Mum, what am I supposed to have been worrying about?
Well, it's been a difficult time for you, with the way your father's behaved.
Oh, I've been worried about him, have I?
We don't know what you're worrying about. And we're hoping you feel you could tell us.
And is this what you want to?
Of course. You know you can be open with me.
Can I?
With me too, I hope, darling. Here's your tea and toast.
Thanks, Gran. Oh, I know I can talk to you. At least I could.
Good. Why? What's changed?
Mum's come home.
Oh, darling, your relationship with your gran doesn't have to change because I'm back.
Doesn't it?
No. Well, except when the tenants leave my cottage, because I'd like us to move in there together.
You and me?
Of course. And the sooner the better.
No. There's no rush. If Phoebe needs time...
There is. I can't wait. It'll be great to have our own home again, won't it?
Again?
Just like the old days.
What old days?
Well... When you and your mother lived together.
I was so little when she left. I can't remember.
Well, we'll create new memories. It'll be an exciting new adventure for us.
And you love those, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Phoebe, what are you...
I don't know how she can sit there and say these things to me.
What are you talking about?
You know what.
Well, I don't.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I never talk to Nolly?
Nolly? What's she been saying?
She told me. She told me everything.
Now look, Nolly might be getting quite a distorted picture from her grandparents.
I don't think she is.
But she's not talking to your mother anymore.
I know.
You know?
They must have been saying terrible things to Nolly for that to happen.
No, they helped Nolly. They told her the truth.
Truth? What truth?
Do you want to tell Granny or shall I?
Phoebe, please.
Tell me what?
Come on, Mum. What do you always say? Trust between a mother and a daughter is so important.
Not now, not like this.
When then? When could possibly be a good time?
Look, will one of you please tell me what's going on?
It's very simple. My mother had to come back to Ambridge, didn't you?
She had to, yes, yes, we know, for her course.
That was just an excuse. Lucas had thrown her out. Wouldn't have her in the house anymore.
What? Oh, Kate, is this true?
Yes.
Oh. Said he never wanted to see her again. Said she was never to see the children again.
Oh, but that's appalling.
She's not fit to be a mother.
I had an affair, Mum.
Oh, no. Oh, Kate.
She had an affair. Must have been about the same time as my dad was having his. You always did say you two had a special bond.
Oh, I know, dear. I know. It was wrong and it was so stupid. I regret it bitterly.
I bet you do.
But I was so unhappy with Lucas. He was so cold. Things were dreadful between us.
And you thought an affair would help?
I was lonely.
Oh, give me a break. You have your children. Oh, no, sorry. Of course you don't.
Phoebe. Phoebe, whatever's gone on between your mother and Lucas, he had no right to separate her from Nolly and Sipo.
No, it didn't have anything to do with the children.
It had everything to do with the children. You know what Lucas is like. You knew how he would react.
Oh, Phoebe, please, not now.
But you didn't care. You put yourself first like you always do. You always do.
Phoebe, sweetheart.
Don't. Don't you dare touch me. All that stuff about coming back to spend time with me, that was all lies.
No, no, it wasn't.
Phoebe, you must not think that. Your mother loves you.
No, she doesn't.
I do. Oh, darling, I do. I came back for you.
You came back because you've got nowhere else to go. And I'm the only child you've got left.
Oh, Phoebe.
And I wish to God I wasn't.
Well, I hope that's put your mind at rest, Kenton. Yeah, all right. See you. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right. I'm quite happy here with me tea and your mum's fruitcake.
Oh, have another slice.
Yeah. Oh, try. You don't mind if I do, eh? So you've been to see that Justin Elliot, have you? I hope you took your long spoon.
Actually, he was rather charming.
Ah, well, the devil often is.
He was very helpful about letting us stay here until the new place is ready.
Oh, was he?
Yep. Of course, he wants a proper contract drawn up.
Ah, well, I should read it very careful if I was you.
What, and don't sign anything in blood? Honestly, Joe, for a ruthless property developer, he seems like a really nice bloke.
Well, I take your word for it. So, is that what young Kenton wanted to know? When you'll be leaving now?
Couldn't be too soon for him. No, he wanted to know when he's going to get his money.
Spent it already, is he?
You know, Kenton. Let's just say they're flying business class to Australia.
Oh, that's going to his head. So when does the sale go through, then?
End of March, we reckon. But we'll be staying on for these extra 3 months.
Oh. So you'll see another Ambridge spring.
I hadn't thought of that. Yes, suppose we will.
Best time of year, I reckon. Especially if you got cows.
It can be lovely.
When he turns them out and they feel the sun on their backs and starts frisking and frolicking.
Yeah. We often used to get the kids up to see it when they were little.
I still can't get my head round there being no cows at Brookfield by the summer.
And I can't get my head round the fact that Brookfield had a milk round all those years ago.
Yeah, well, there's your proof.
Yeah, and Carol remembered it too.
Oh, ah. Well, that was one of the reasons I started to look for this bottle.
I wonder why they gave it up.
Oh, bigger fish to fry, I expect.
Yeah, maybe.
Plus, in them days, your dad wasn't much interested in anything that didn't have a snout and a curly tail.
Yeah, Dad did love his pigs. Grandad was more of a sheep man, like me.
Oh, lambing was his favourite time of year.
It will be nice to see the ewes and lambs on Lakey Hill one last time before we go.
Oh, I think it was Dan Archer who expanded the herd. He and your dad thought Brookfield was really going places.
Well, it was. And it did.
I'm hoping the same will happen for our Ed one day.
I hope so too, Joe, but things are tough in dairying at the moment.
Joe, things is always tough for farmers.
Yeah, we think so. The rest of the country doesn't very often agree with us.
Well, you just has to weather the storms, don't you?
If you can.
Broke my heart to leave Grange Farm, but now our head's back there. Funny how things turns out.
Yeah, certainly is.
It's been a struggle for him.
It has.
But he loves his animals and he loves his land.
Yeah, I know he does.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Hadn't I better go and see how she is?
No. No, I don't think so.
But if she'd just let me explain...
She'll be down when she's ready. It's too soon yet.
It's been half an hour at least.
Well, I think it might take longer than that. It was a shock.
She's got a pretty low opinion of me.
Darling, why on earth didn't you tell me the truth before? It explains so much.
It explains I've made a terrible mess of things again.
No, I didn't say that.
You don't know what it was like, Mum.
No, because you didn't tell me.
I couldn't risk it. I couldn't risk you despising me like Phoebe does.
Phoebe doesn't despise you.
I think she does.
No, no. She's hurt and confused.
No. No, I've really blown it this time. She'll never love me after this.
Of course she loves you. You're her mother.
And she wishes to God I wasn't.
Oh, you've lit the fire. Lovely, Gran.
Phoebe, sweetheart, thank you for coming down. If you'd just let me explain...
That's not what I came for.
What can we do for you, darling?
I texted Mum. She says I can go to see her after college tomorrow and stay the night.
Hayley? Oh, right. Well, that's a good idea.
Gran said you were okay to drive me, Kate, if I needed you to. So will you take me to Birmingham? Can you do that, at least?
And you'll collect with buckets on the day?
Oh, yes, we'll all be there.
You're doing sterling work for the campaign on your blog.
Oh, you read it, do you?
I wouldn't miss it.
Well, I was so incensed when I read that article about him in the Echo.
Mr. Beneficent.
Yeah. But I'm afraid I haven't had much of a chance to update it this week with one thing and another. Do you see it, Jolene?
Oh, I'm afraid not. It's all about Save, is it?
A savage attack on Justin Elliott this week, following said article.
Well, I like to think of it more as a reasoned challenge.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, all this nonsense about investment in the community and holistic strategies.
The service area? That might not be such a bad thing, if it encouraged more people to come to Ambridge.
But they won't want to, with all the land he's got zoned to turn into a distribution hub.
Allegedly.
Oh, what on earth's
a distribution hub?
Well, it's a series of massive warehouse structures linked by service roads and lit at night by security floodlights.
Oh, no, that sounds awful.
And don't bother to say allegedly, Kenton. Until he categorically denies it, we can only assume it's the truth.
It's riveting stuff, I tell you. I'm hooked.
And not to mention his plans for Brookfield.
Oh, I had heard some rumours. Is he really planning to knock it down?
Mm-hmm. And build a Nicholas Van Hoogstraten palace in its place.
Hey, and I can say allegedly now, that is only a supposition, according to Dave.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm just impressed you find time to write all this.
It can be quite cathartic to shut oneself in a study and concentrate on the bigger picture. So much going on with the family at the moment.
Oh, isn't there always?
Anyway, I'd better get off. I'm on my way to see Lillian.
Oh, well, prepare yourself for a shock.
Shock?
Oh, Matt stripped the walls bare, taking anything portable he could sell.
You know about Matt.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. I assumed you did.
Oh, yes, I do.
But I ain't told anyone else. Well, apart from Kenton, of course.
And we do have a bit of good news for her on the money side.
Oh, well, that's something. Hey, anyway, thanks again. Bye.
Yes, our pleasure.
Yeah, bye, Jennifer.
I think I put my foot in it.
Why? Lillian's your friend, of course she'd tell you.
Yeah, but Jennifer, she can be a bit touchy.
Well, not after I buttered her up about her blog.
You did go a bit over the top.
Well, you should read it, it's hilarious.
Well, he seems a bit hypocritical. We might do well out of this road.
Not to mention the Brookfield sale.
Yes, but that doesn't stop me enjoying the blog.
Well, you might not think it was quite so funny if she succeeds in stopping the road.
Well, she won't. No one outside of Ambridge is going to read it, are they?
Well, I suppose not. No.
And if they do, they won't understand it. I mean, who the hell is Nicholas Van Hoogstraten?
What time's Hayley expecting you?
When she sees me. She knows about Friday traffic.
Yes, of course. So, did you have a good day at college?
Fine.
How are you getting on with that boy you like? Alex, was it?
Yes. I'm not sleeping with him, if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, of course I wasn't.
I know, I must seem a slow starter compared to you and Dad.
Why would I think that?
I suppose sex can't be as important to me.
Phoebe, whatever I think about Roy now, we had a true, tender relationship when we were young. It wasn't just about sex.
If you say so.
And if you're talking about what happened in South Africa...
No, I'm not.
If you just let me explain...
I don't want you to. I've had enough of explanations from you and Dad. I don't want to know. I never did.
But then maybe you'd understand.
I don't want to! Why do you have to involve me in your lives like this? Why can't you be hypocrites like everyone else's parents?
I can't lie to you.
No, but you could shut up. And if you don't, I swear I'll get out of this car and hitch to Birmingham.
It's just so frustrating, Mum.
I know, love. I know.
It's enough that she does these things. Why do we have to talk about them all the time?
Maybe she thinks that'd help you.
Well, it wouldn't. Never mind about me. What about Nolly and Seapot?
Things must be very difficult for them.
What did she think? That none of this would have any effect on Nolly? That she wouldn't tell me? She's my sister.
I don't suppose Kate was thinking straight.
When is she ever? It's always the same. The only person she thinks about is herself.
I'd agree that Kate's worldview does tend to have Kate at the centre of it.
And nobody else.
I'm not sure that's entirely fair.
You don't have to defend her.
I'm not. Not exactly. She's proved she's not exactly mother material over the years, isn't she?
I'll say.
But you have to give her credit for trying. I do, anyway.
Really? After all the problems she's caused you? All the time she's tried to take me away from you?
She could never do that.
I know she couldn't.
But she only tries because she loves you. I've never doubted that.
I have.
No, she loves you, Phoebe.
Well, she's got a funny way of showing it. I couldn't believe it. Another affair. Just like Dad.
It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
What's the matter with them?
I don't know.
It's like they've got stuck.
Yeah?
They're the teenagers and I'm the adult.
You don't have to be an adult here, love.
I know. Mum, I miss you.
I miss you too.
Why has all this happened? You were so happy.
I know. But it has, and we just have to make the best of it. Why don't you go and play with Abby and I'll get the tea finished.
Hiya, Lillian.
Great timing. We've got some news for you.
Yeah, Jenny said. That's why I popped round.
Yeah, we were going to ring.
I can deal with all the good news I can get at the minute. I presume it's about the Brookfield sale.
Yes, I managed to get a date out of Dave at last.
Oh, great.
Yeah, nick of time too. He and Ruth and Pip are going up north today to look at some robotic milking parlour or something.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah. Anyway, about the date.
Ah, yes. Well, he reckons the actual sale will go through at the end of March, though they're then going to stay on as tenants for another 3 months or so.
So that's when you get your money, the end of March?
Yeah, that's the theory. But these things always seem to take longer than you'd think.
Is that soon enough for you?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not entirely destitute. I think I can manage till then.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Well, believe me, I'm going to do all I can to speed it up.
Thanks, darling.
So are you getting on with sorting out the financial stuff?
Well, I've started. Yeah. Heaven knows how long it's going to take, though. In fact, I've got these shares in the pub to sell as a godsend.
It's great that we're in a position to buy them off you. Good old Justin Elliott, eh?
I wouldn't say that too loudly if I were you.
Certainly not if Jenny's listening.
But I'm glad you'll have a little nest egg at least.
Yes, so am I. I'll have the pub valued as a going concern straight away so we know where we are.
Oh, thanks. I want this dealt with as quickly as you do.
Yeah, but until then, you do still own half the bull.
Huh? Don't worry, darling. I shan't try to raise any money against it.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I was going to say, if you want to come and stay, you know, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, of course you are.
For as long as you like.
Oh, it's very sweet of you.
Well, I hate to think of you alone in that great big house.
Well, there's bags of room for you here. Certainly while we're in Australia.
No. I don't want Fallon to think I'm breathing down her neck.
Well, she wouldn't. She'd understand.
She knows, does she, about Matt?
Oh, no. I haven't told anyone. Except Kenton, of course.
Yeah, and I won't say a word.
Oh, it's all right. People will have to know sometime. I've asked Jenny to tell the family.
Will you at least think about it?
Oh, it's really kind of you, darling, but I do need to be getting on with things. I'm going to have to start facing life without Matt.
Is she asleep?
Yeah. She wanted me to sing to her until she dropped off.
You didn't have to do that.
Oh, I wanted to.
Oh, well, come and snuggle up to me. We can watch something mindless and eat chocolate.
Sounds like a good plan to me. When are Nan and Grandpa going to be back?
Oh, I'll be lacing. So we can have a bit of quiet time.
I like this programme.
So do I. Except the husband's a waste of space.
We can watch something else if you like.
No. Oh, no. I know this is one of your favourites.
No, it's okay. Switch off for a bit.
Right.
Is that how you feel about Dad, though?
I don't know what I feel.
It's all right. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, it's not that. Honestly, I don't know.
I just wondered if...
What?
If you wanted to cut him out of your life completely.
I can't do that. We've got Abby and you.
It doesn't stop some people.
It stops me.
I know.
How's he getting on? Have you seen him?
Not really. He doesn't go out much.
No?
He was in the pub the other week, though, with Tom.
Tom's always been a good friend to him. He wouldn't let him stew at home.
He'd probably wish he'd stayed in. Mum was there too.
Oh, I see.
That's who I was with. Her and her friends from uni.
And that was awkward for you?
Only because of Mum. She just couldn't resist having a go at him.
In public? Oh,
she's such a hypocrite. When she did exactly the same thing.
Well, maybe that's the problem. She's feeling guilty, so she's taking it out on Roy.
They both wrecked their marriages. And now they're clinging to me. So unfair.
I know it is. But, well, I suppose they're both lonely.
Mum wouldn't say she was. She's always raving on about her great new friends.
The ones she was with in the pub?
The ones she dragged there. It's so pathetic. Such an act. Anyone can see through it.
At least your dad's not behaving like that.
No. I think he's too ashamed to see anyone much. Not even Grandad and Grandma Vicky.
Really? Then he must be lonely too.
At least he admits he was in the wrong. But I think they're worried about him.
Well, yeah. And his birthday coming up too.
I know. They asked him round, but he didn't want to come.
Oh, that's a shame. Not much of a birthday.
I got him a card.
That was kind of you.
It was their idea, really, as we weren't going to be seeing him.
Well, no. Not unless, maybe, you drop it round. Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.